Hello, this is Mark MacDonald from Slieneagh Careers Dublin North office on Tuesday the 24th of March. The IT company DocuSign, who provide a service to businesses which enables them to digitise their document signing procedures, have today announced the creation of 100 new jobs for their Dublin operation. Now, these roles will be within the areas of sales and business development, as well as some technical roles. Now, this may provide a career opportunity for a lot of people who may either be recent graduates, may be currently unemployed and looking for opportunities, or indeed may be working in a similar environment but are considering a career change. And if you are thinking about making an application for one of these roles, it's vitally important that your application will accurately reflect and mirror the requirements of the job specification within the two areas that they are going to recruit for. So if you're looking at a role within the sales and business development area, you would need to make sure that your application, your CV and your cover letter will accurately reflect your suitability for that type of a role. So talk about what you've done in the past if you've worked in a similar type of role. Talk about how you have managed to generate sales, how you've managed to generate some extra commercial development, how you've managed accounts, how you've managed customers. Demonstrate your ability to offer effective customer relationship management, demonstrate your ability to communicate and liaise with both existing customers and indeed new customers. Talk about what you've done in the past that has led to extra business being generated for a previous employer. Talk about your skills and your ability to identify commercial opportunities and turn them into realistic goals. Talk about how you have managed to grow accounts from a particular figure to whatever figure you grew it to. Anytime you're making an application in terms of sales and business development, figures become very beneficial in terms of you showing cold hard facts on how you can add value in terms of commercial development. So it's about demonstrating from the outset how how your achievements in the past will benefit this organization going forward. Now, if you're a recent graduate and may not have specific experience within this area, but feel that it's an area that would match your skills and talents and your future potential, demonstrate what you've done in the past and demonstrate how that can highlight what you can achieve in the future. So for somebody recently out of college, talk about your knowledge of the area. Talk about what you understand about the area. Talk about what you've done within your third level pursuits that's enabled you to build up a knowledge base that would complement the requirements within this role. Talk about specific projects you've worked on in college that may, again, offer an overview to a prospective employer on how you can grow into this role, how you can develop the necessary skills going forward. So not having direct experience should not be a barrier in terms of somebody making an application for one of these roles. Everything you do with your application is simply based on matching your previous skills, your previous talents, your previous background to the future potential you could offer within that role based around the requirements of the employer. Now, if your application is going to be for one of the technical roles, this again will be determined by your skills within a technical environment. If it's software skills they're looking for, make sure you accurately reflect your software knowledge within those areas. If it's specific languages they're looking for, software languages, again, talk about how you've used those languages in the past. They may also, by virtue of technical support, they may be looking for people who will provide technical support either online or over the phone. And again, those type of roles are heavily based on your ability to communicate, your ability to articulate yourself effectively, your knowledge of products, your knowledge of the sector, your knowledge of the type of problems that end users may encounter. So build up a picture, build up an overview of what these roles entail, what the employer is looking for, and make sure you mould your application to meet those requirements. Now, if you're considering making an application for one of these roles with DocuSign, and if you feel you could benefit from some professional advice, you could contact me or any of my colleagues at SLEANUA Careers. If you'd like to contact me, you can do so at mark@SLEANUA Careers, that's SLINUA careers.com.